This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. We are outside today. A little bit chilly out. We're a little bit dressed up. But this is Dave and I'm Tim. And we're here to just kind of...
Episode four
of season 8.
Season 8, we're going to call 8-4.
Before we get started today, I just want to say a special shout out to the companies who make this show possible. XOP Gear, who's making really great tree stands and harnesses and saddles. Tree climbing sticks. They got pretty much everything you need to get up in the air as a bow hunter and get it done. I want to thank Trophy Ridge to help us bring all the rest you see in the show all the time. Of course, the Whisker Biscuit, what I consider king, because we're always using it here on the show, of course. But Trophy Ridge is also giving you 20% off. If you need it, go ahead and take it. Use code BHP2025. Take 20% off on their website today. You won't be disappointed, and it'll help hook you up. I also want to say a special shout out to Moultrie, who's making the Edge 2 and the Edge 2 Pro cameras, who are helping you get in the field and know when to get in the field with their amazing app, because it's going to give you information about the deer movement. It is really, really cool.
This is kind of a weird day for us. So we came up here Thursday, it's Saturday right now, and nice 2 days were okay, right? A little rain, but you know, sun did pop through. Today though, it's kind of like gloomy and cold, so we thought, you know what? This is a good time to podcast, something to do, something else to do.
Warm up our minds a little bit, because it's been one of those days where you just want to do nothing.
It's like a lay in bed and just lay there.
Yeah, for sure. But we've had some good food, man. You made some amazing tacos yesterday.
Pork tacos are the bomb. And how it's done is slow cook. It's low and slow with the correct spices. And then at the end when you're done, it's like dicing, shredding, just getting it very fine. And then you put it in there in your taco. You know, cover that with, like, what did we put on there? Tomatoes, jalapeno, lettuce, cheese, whatever you want, really.
Cilantro, that cilantro sour cream was really good.
Yeah,
a lot of different hot sauces that we had options for. It was really good. But the thing about pork is it's so juicy and greasy.
Yeah.
Like it just works so well.
Especially in tacos.
But the key is, for any taco, warming up those tortilla shells.
Yeah, on a Blackstone type thing, or Camp Chef, it doesn't matter. But you put that thing on a skillet feel, and you know, warm it. Oh. Lights out, man. Lights out.
Money.
And it stays hot, too. And, you know, consider yourself, if you haven't seen these taco shells, you know, in Michigan we have these ones called 313 taco shells. They're a soft taco. How do you explain it? It's like a double taco almost. It's so good.
It's a corn flour shell.
Yeah, but it's almost like a street shell, too. It's not it's not corn shell like you would, you know, a street taco straight up, but they have two of them. This was like a
Are you talking about the flour one?
Yeah, the double thick one.
Yeah, that's so good. It gets a little puffy when you cook it too. So good, man. Yeah, 313 shells are pretty good.
Oh.
So hopefully you guys get to see, I don't know, probably won't happen, but we have this amazing great owl flying around out here.
Back and forth. It's pretty impressive, really. And we saw, Tim saw it take a crow baby.
So yesterday, every morning I wake up and I get out of my camper. I'm usually the first one up. Make a cup of coffee, come outside and sit. And every time I open my door, right behind the camera, there's this tree line of really big pine trees. They're white pines. And it'll fly out of those pine trees over to right behind Dave, probably about, I don't know, 150 yards to another set of pine trees. and there's a crow roost over there, and the crows just start going crazy. So
yeah, they're coming to
wake
eat.
Everybody up in the morning because those crows just go crazy. But pretty cool to see.
We've seen a lot of owls here. It's pretty cool. Different types of owls too. And I don't know, it's kind of fun to, in my opinion, to see things like that. You know, I don't really see owls. I haven't seen an owl while I was hunting. I know, I take that back. One time when I was walking out, I saw an owl in the moonlight. Like, you see the moon, you can see the owl. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
It was like swooping in the moonlight.
I've seen them a couple of times, but that's the thing, is you only see them. They are so silent.
So
man.
Quiet.
So
yeah,
crazy.
You don't ever hear them.
It's pretty cool to watch. But this woods behind us, man, so active. We have
deer everywhere.
Deer just, I mean, gobs of deer. We're in an area where it's not huntable.
Can't hunt
at all.
Them, yeah.
It's a pretty big, you know, area of mix of campers and houses and all that kind of stuff, but this woods is untouchable and has been untouchable for a long time.
I actually like it. I like to be able to watch the deer, 100%. Learn a little bit from them while I'm watching them. It's not, you know, I don't have that apex predator feeling when I see them because I know they're untouchable. So for me, it's kind of a nice way to really kind of watch them, get a feel for them. And in the fall, there'll be some giant bucks that come through here too, which is really exciting. You know, try to get them on camera at least, you know, it'd be nice.
We need to do a little antler shed hunting, I think.
Probably. Well, we did walk around a little today, but yeah, you're absolutely right. There's definitely huge sheds throughout this place.
Get off the beaten path a little bit and see what we can find out here.
So far, we beat the ticks. The ticks aren't out yet. That'll probably be May.
A little too chilly, but they're coming. They're definitely coming.
Same with skeeters.
We'll have to spray for those.
Two the other day when the sun was out.
I hate bugs outdoors. I don't know about you.
Dude, it's not worse. You're in a tree 20 feet up, and you hear bzzz, it climbing up to get to you. They're like, dinner's way up there, boys. Oh, man. That's why I carry all that Sawyer in my backpack, and I start spraying it. Oh, it's terrible.
I'll never forget turkey hunt we did 3 or 4 years ago now.
Oh, they just come in.
It was so bad, you couldn't do it.
No.
Like, you couldn't do it. We were sitting there, and we were actually driving around the property looking for turkey because it was just so bad you couldn't walk around. Then once we found them, you know, we got out of the car and stalked them, but you had about a 20-minute window maybe before you got 100 mosquito bites on you.
I will say this, like, hunting turkey in a position of chasing on foot is very difficult with the bow.
Yeah.
Me and Chris chased the same day you're talking about. We were chasing a big tom in the middle of the forest, and we kept coming up on it about 40 yards out, but we couldn't get it. I mean, by the time I saw it, it saw us like that instantly. So we tracked him and tracked him, and we did a good job getting back up to him every time. But again, just it was so hard to make it work, you know. There was never a point where I was like, oh, my God, they're on the left. Just don't move. Draw the bow, wait, and they're going to walk out in front. It never happened, you know.
Well, they'll run away pretty quick. Unless they're responding to calls where you can call them in, it's almost near impossible to cut them off.
I just got my tag the other day, and it says, first off, it's an e-tag, which is nice. It's kind of cool. You just scan this data code, apparently. I don't know how it works, but I got to figure it out. So that was cool. And it already started. It started today or yesterday.
Yep,
so
this weekend.
I'm probably going to go out next weekend. I was thinking locally by Kevin's there and see what's happening. And, you know, the nice part about that one, he's already got, like, the shadow hunters in place, the ghost blinds. You know, they're already there.
Right.
So really all I got to do is go put some birds out, fake birds out, you know, and start calling. And I know the turkey are there. I've seen them on the camera. So that's the good news. And, you know, when you're trying to film something like that, those hard shell blinds are awesome, you know, because you can get everything situated ahead of time. I started filming with one of my old phones. I always keep my old phones that I traded in just for that reason. So I film with an iPhone 13 Pro, and I literally get it all set up. It's fully charged. I keep it ready to go, and I hit record, and I can record the whole scene. I can delete everything off the phone, so there's no data on it. You know what I mean? It's perfect. Because, like, if once I'm done filming, I just send it to my phone now and delete it. So
perfect.
It's always clean.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still got to make it happen. You still, you know, there's always that chance that it's going to get out of frame or out of, you know, it's going to move left or right, especially turkey. I mean, they're all over. But the good news is those decoys do work very well of drawing them in, so.
Yeah, so you're going to see a lot more, actually, from us in and around these woods here specifically. I think we got some filming that we have done, right? What have we done so far up here?
We've been starting the XOP stuff, which is going to launch soon. By the time you guys see this, I'll probably be on our YouTube.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
But XOP, tree stands, harnesses, saddles, stuff like that. So what I've been doing is kind of working on it up here in our camping time where we come camp. I can test it out, show it to you guys, get some clips for Bowhunter Planet's YouTube page, and, you know. But, yeah, it's fun. And then little stuff, a lot of little stuff. So GSM this year, we had a conversation with GSM, and they agreed to send us a bunch of products to play with on video content. So really excited about it because there's stuff I've never even played with ever since I started this. And now I'm pumped because I get to play with these new things. Like, for instance, they have this release called the Nitrous. And I did the video. It's online now. And the Nitrous has a boa. And a boa is a system where, like, if you had it in a boot, there's no shoelaces. It's all like metal wire. And you push in the boa and spin it, and it tightens the shoe.
Nice.
And that has the same thing on the release, yeah, which I cool. love. Because I'm like, boom, dude, it's so much better. There's no straps and trying to get it in the loop. I literally slide my hand through this nice, soft, quiet thing, snap it, turn it, and I'm done.
That's awesome.
So, and I was really impressed with the release. I was like, this is nice for, I think it was like $80, $60.
Convenient, though. Because you're always struggling with trying to put those on. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. So I'm excited. This should be a great year. I know we've kicked it off. This is our third weekend, I think, that we've had up here, and mix of weather, but you know, it has
well
been
I mean
horrible.
Summer's coming, right? So all we have is turkey, then tack, and then that's it. It's a gap.
Yeah,
this spring edition of our podcast has always been kind of a gapped one as well. We only do this for a couple months and then we're off again, and then summer happens and we come back hard in the fall, realistically.
Yep.
This year I did open up the calendar to a whole bunch of people in the industry to join us. I was at Kevin's the other day at the studio working on a new broadcasting system that will allow us to have guests on, and it will feel as though they're right in front of you. It's pretty
cool.
Sweet. So I set up a mobile PC station that, you know, that desk that moves around? I set that up with the computer. It's all on there now.
So they're just on there?
Yeah, and you can put it back and put it right in front of us. So instead of us having to look to the side at someone on a TV, it's right in front of you with the camera looking right at you. So they look like we look like we're looking at each other. It's perfect for these
mobile.
It's like
back to the future stuff, man.
It's awesome, man. And you could take it out to the lobby. You don't have to do it in the office. You can go out to the lobby if you want to do a live stream. You could live stream with the DSLR now instead of a phone. You can do something a little more better quality. So it's kind of exciting. I don't know. I like that part of the stuff we do. I like playing around, as you know, cameras, things like that. I like to try to find that perfect thing. You know,
well, it's always changing.
It is. That's the other thing. It sucks.
All the technology is always changing.
Every year, every other year, it's another $3,000-$4,000. Like, it never ends. It's like they always put out something, and, it's this much better. And most time I just ignore it. But then there does come a time you're like, wow, does it really do that? 8K? You know what I mean? Like, what does that look like? Does YouTube even handle that? You know what I mean? Like, you have to think all this stuff through.
Yeah, like 8K is cool, but who has an 8K TV or screen that they're going to watch it on, right?
They say that even though you can't watch something like that, it actually still looks better in 4K. So like your 4K will actually look better than the 8K, because what it does is
upscales it.
Upscales the shadowing and stuff. Like things that you would think are not a big deal. It actually, like, you look at that tree, the shadow, like the way that tree looks to you with the focus blurred out is like perfect because it's your eye. But like in an 8K, it looks just as good. That's what they're trying to say. Whereas a 4K, how much of a difference do you really know? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
It's hard to tell.
But you can tell quality though. That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, they're intrinsically, like, if we've always tried to put out, you know, as best quality as we can, because it's distracting when it's not quality.
Yeah.
It takes away from the video.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean? Yeah, especially in.
So probably like the smoke is in between the lens and us.
Yeah, it gives it that look, a camping look, right, guys? That's the.
It's not fake, you know?
No,
that's some real stuff right there. Got to stay warm on a day like today. So.
So what are you most looking forward to this year with summer, I guess, coming up? Like, what are you?
Yeah,
camping.
No.
Like, what kind of things are you
always
looking forward to?
Always camping. You know, that's really solely what my family does, is relaxation, vacations, that kind of thing, right? So coming up here is going to be awesome. You know, we've kicked off the season up here already, but as it starts to warm up, it's going to be, you know, there's just going to be more and more to do.
Yeah.
The water sports will open up, the beaches, you know, all that kind of stuff. But our big trip this year, which I'm sure we'll talk about after we have it too, we're taking the camper out to South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to stay out there for a couple weeks in the Badlands and Black Hills area, Custer National Park.
Nice.
So we're really excited about that. It's our, you know, first trip. We've done.
I think Custer's a state park.
Is it a state park?
Yeah, Custer State Park.
Yeah, I can never remember.
I know that because I was there.
Yeah. That sounds right, actually.
Either way, though.
But we've been all the way up, you know, all the way up the East Coast, you know, as far south and as far north as you can get, basically. And so now we're kind of venturing out west, and, you know, I'm looking forward to a little bit of different scenery and change. So that's what I'm looking forward to. How about you?
You know, this year, I think for me, it's just going to be local camping, I think, this year. I don't think we have any plans to do anything extraordinary. We went to Florida for a week, and that was excellent. Really needed that. It was the winter break, whatever, but it was definitely needed. Or spring break. Was that spring break?
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Point is, went in March.
It was cold in Michigan. That's all I know.
It was a much-needed vacation. It was nice to just live somewhere else in Orlando for a week, whatever. I mean, it wasn't around the beach or anything, but it was still worthwhile. You know, it was nice. We went to a strawberry place on the way in from, we landed in Tampa, drove to Orlando, and during that drive, we had stopped at, I forgot the name of it, but it's like a strawberry farm. It kind of looks like a Blake's here, like a Blake's Cider Mill. You go in there, you know, like the store. Yeah. Kind of looked like that, but their main thing was strawberries instead of apples, right? So we got like a big bushel thing of apple or strawberries to take home to the house, and we cut them all up. They're so juicy.
That's kind of cool for the week.
Oh, so good. But they also had like these strawberry shakes there you can get. They're so good. And
nice.
You know, what do you call that? Strawberry shortcake. Oh, yep. So good, man. But that was a good time. I got some fresh jalapenos. You know, I was there. Oh, they're so good. So much
that's
better.
Awesome. You can't be fresh, man. Can't be fresh.
No.
Fresh like the outdoors, my friend. So, we're just hanging out and having a good time this year. And I think, you know.
Well, this year's kind of like, to be honest, this year we're going into the fall with a new lease.
Yep.
New things about to happen. I mean, it's very exciting. Coming up with the idea that we get to go explore new lands, figure out how to hunt them, figure out how we're going to stay there. You know, how are we going to stay here, go there? Are we going to get a camper?
It's not far away, but it's just far enough where you want to go. You know, you want to stay there if you can.
It's a very exciting situation now that we get this new place to play, have fun trying to figure it out realistically. Yeah. Like, how are we going to conquer this son of a gun? Dad's lap.
You can just stand behind us. You've been on camera with us. We've done a couple podcasts together. So, but this is my oldest son, Aiden.
When's the last time he's hunted?
Last year.
Nice.
You know?
Did you get one last year?
He did not. He had a chance, but he passed.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's fair enough.
Full credit. Full credit for passing on that, for sure. But, we're looking forward to being able to get them out. Like Dave was saying, we got you know, new leases this year.
Yeah.
The properties first look really amazing. A lot of cool options. Dave has yet to see it. I got to go see it last weekend.
I saw the overview from the top.
But it's pretty cool, pretty cool area that we're going to be able to hunt this year. So we're really excited about that. So, but stay tuned.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.